This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 21st. God's word for you today is benefits. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. And it says, "We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure." This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. The truth is, we have been dropped and we have cracks. This fragile clay actually has cracks, but the beauty is that those cracks are not needed so that the treasure in us can come out. Those cracks are needed so that the light can come out. Great power blesses the world through our brokenness. On one hand, we are broken. On the other hand, God uses our brokenness for His glory. Why? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." If only we understand this and remember that our brokenness is actually working for our good. If God only uses perfect people, nothing will be done on earth. Think about it. God invaded the earth as a little baby in a manger with nobodies as parents. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, entered the earth through weakness. And guess what? The kingdom of heaven will only be strengthened and expanded through weakness. How do I defeat discouragement? I never forget how much God loves me. I do not fake it. I remember it is not about me, and I relax in my limitations. Paul's fifth secret for defeating discouragement is, use your pain to help others. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 9 says, "We often suffer, but we are never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us, and when we are knocked down, we get up again." Why was Paul so resilient and so resistant to discouragement? 2 Corinthians 4 verse 15 says, "All of these sufferings of ours are for your benefit. And the more of you who are one to Christ, the more there are to thank Him for His great mercy, and the more God gets glory." Paul is saying that he keeps going and does not get discouraged because he knows it is helping other people. Whoa! When you keep going, someone will look at you and be encouraged. When you do not give up, even though you are pressed on every side. When you do not throw in the towel, even though you are knocked down. When you keep getting up again and again, you can help other people. Studies have shown that the human being can handle an enormous amount of pain if there is purpose to the pain. They say that the pain women go through at childbirth, normal humans should not be able to endure that level of pain. But the body will, because of the joy of the baby. God is saying, your pain has a purpose. Let us pray. Father, I lay down my pain and brokenness. Use it to lift and help others. Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.